Make sure you're comfortable and that you're in a private place. We have support beneath you, and certainly not needing to pay attention to anything to maintain your safety, like driving or using equipment or anything like that. This is a little bit more structured diaphragmatic breathing that some people prefer because it really gives their mind a place to focus. So go ahead and start with just raising awareness to your breathing. And as you do that, I'll explain what we're going to do and then I'll guide you through it. So box breathing sometimes is what this technique is referred to. And so what we're going to have you do is breathe in to the count of 4 or 5 and then hold it to the count of 4 or 5 and then breathe out to the count of 4 or 5 or 6 and then hold it again. We'll just repeat doing that. You can have your eyes open or closed, whatever is most comfortable to you. You can vary back and forth. And some people like to have one hand on their chest and one on their belly, or which is near the diaphragm. So they can really have a physical awareness of how they're breathing. Completely up to you. So let's start with breathing in 2, 3, 4, 5 and hold it 2, 3, 4, 5 and very slowly breathe out 2, 3, 4, 5 and hold it and breathe in 2, 3, 4, 5 and hold it and breathing out even slower 2, 3, 4, 5 and hold it. Breathing in 2, 3, deeply and comfortably 4, 5, and hold it. And then breathing out 2, 3, 4, 5, and pausing. Holding it, and then breathing in as fully and deeply, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it, and breathing out slowly, and this time pace yourself, perhaps counting in your head. And then pausing and breathing in deeply, comfortably, slowly, and pausing. And as you breathe out, slowly and as deeply as possible, noticing if counting is helpful to you. Not, but breathing in and out as deeply and comfortably as you can, and allowing that to continue. And you can expand the numbers, breathing in more deeply, breathing out more slowly. That's it. And continuing this as long as necessary to achieve the level of comfort and calm. Sometimes it helps to raise your attention to the support beneath you or pleasant objects in the room. Kind of playing with this and seeing which way it best supports your ability to really achieve a centered, calm place. And of course, before you go to do anything important, really make sure you're aware. And it may even help to do one of the other exercises that supports awareness and centering in the present.